You ran the board and everything.
I forgot to send Mike Doty an email.
It's all right. It's not the first.
I feel like there's a weak link in our show, and I think it might be me. Is that true?
I don't do anything. I do zero things for this podcast.
As far as details go.
I feel bad.
And see, that's the thing. That's the problem. There are certain details that really he has to do. He has to do. Yeah, don't put those near the microphone. You didn't hear it. It fed back.
Oh, sorry.
Just now?
Sorry.
Yeah, a little
bit. I didn't hear it.
Yeah. You were fine.
How did I not hear it?
I don't know. I was trying to get the left on the left ear and the right on the right ear. That's been a problem for me today because I did that with my left sock, right sock today.
You put your socks on wrong? You have a left and a right sock?
Yeah. They all do that now because you don't have two left feet.
They don't all do that.
Okay. Keen socks and Nike socks do that. I know.
I've seen Nike socks that do that.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I do have a pair of Nike
socks.
It
just has an L and an R. That's all it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
What happens when you put the L on the R and the R on the L?
It feels like you have your underwear on backwards.
I don't think I've ever done that, but I can
You haven't?
Accidentally put your underwear on backwards?
I'm pretty sure when I started dressing myself, I wore my underwear backwards for a long time. Like never concerned with...
What? Never concerned with...
No. I just thought I had a giant butt.
Well, I can't disagree with what you just said.
I know, but as a kid.
But then.
Yeah, as a kid.
Right.
Yeah.
Why aren't you saying anything?
Why would he?
Hi, I'm Chick McGee, and we're off the air. I love this song. If there's anything I can do to get more people listening to Whiskey Town, I would... I mean, I like Ryan, but I think I like Whiskey Town better, don't you? No? Hi, thanks for downloading the Off the Air podcast. We're back, hard at work. Got Michael Palasak under our belts, and now it's the catch-up show. It's the, as Jason just said, he hadn't seen Jess for... Hi, Jess.
Hi.
Jess, the sassy co-host, that's Jason, our producer. Say hello, Jason. So
hello, Chick. Girl, she listens. For the sound of a daddy's engine, till the work bell sounds.
I didn't know this was
a
song.
Town.
I thought it was 16 Days.
This reminds me of a friend of mine, the old factory girl. You like Whiskey Town, or do you listen to Whiskey Town?
I'm not real privy, but I'm sure this is fine. It seems like a song you would put on as an excuse to get a drink.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people did that.
You know, there's nothing wrong with putting some music on. In your home.
There isn't.
Having a cocktail with your puppy dog. There's nothing wrong with that, is there?
Mm-mm.
Are you saying I shouldn't do that?
No. I could just see, I'm like, I bet Chick would like a drink. Yeah, I'll put on some Whiskey Town.
I'm looking for some booze over here.
Yeah.
I listened to that intro. Yeah. Avenues, that's my favorite Whiskey Town song, if anybody's asking.
What's your favorite Whiskey Town song?
Avenues.
Okay, see, there I asked.
Now, is this a Ryan Adams?
It was Ryan Adams' first, I don't know if it's his first band, it was a band.
It was just a band.
Interestingly, they used to fight on stage.
I don't know if you know that.
There's a fist fight. There, it's on YouTube, I think.
Really?
They were arguing about what song to play.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But the playlist didn't determine what song to play?
Is that why Ryan went on his own? And so that's why I set the set list?
Well, here's the thing.
I've heard he's a little difficult.
He's kind of a dick,
I think,
I guess.
No, that don't say that.
He's not?
Yeah, but don't say that about anybody that you want to have on the podcast. A. B. I think that he's married to
Mandy Moore,
and I think that they're very happy.
That seems so weird to me.
It is. It was.
But here's why. I still have Mandy Moore stuck as a 20-year-old or
she's
whatever.
Like, yeah, I remember that video.
Probably an adult now.
Oh yeah, she's very pretty.
So,
yeah.
What song did she do?
I think it was something about candy. I'm being serious.
Mandy Candy.
I don't think so.
That's weird.
How
old is she now?
I bet she's my age.
I wonder how they met. Ryan Adams and Mandy Moore.
I don't know. They're both singers, so there's that.
They like cats. I follow Ryan on Twitter.
It is Candy.
He tweets about cats? He tweets
they
about
cats.
His cat every now and then. Show a picture of his cat.
I know your puppy's getting bigger.
The song is called Candy. Told you guys.
You nailed
it's just called Candy.
No kidding.
That is all it is called.
Not one Eskimo Candy.
No, just Candy. And she is, she's my brother's age. She was born in 84. She's 29.
Okay.
Wow.
There
so
you go.
She is not my age.
Way to go, Ryan.
Yeah, how old is Ryan?
Ryan's my age.
He is
no,
not.
He's
not.
No, Ryan, I'm going to guess Ryan is 37 years old.
That's what I was going to guess.
I'm thinking 38. 39, 40.
38.
The rumor is he's going deaf, though.
That's unfortunate.
He has tinnitus so bad that
you
he
know
can't.
What? You of all people on this planet, when you say rumor is, you shouldn't say that.
I shouldn't.
I don't think you should.
I shouldn't openly speculate unless I have facts.
Exactly.
Well, we don't have a podcast then. If I can't wildly speculate.
Oh.
No, I know what you mean because I don't like people speculating about me. But
people speculate about you all the time.
If they only knew the
I'm
truth.
I'm speculating about you right now.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
Oh, yeah.
Always.
I wanted to thank Jason publicly. He has really helped me. Notice how I changed the topic?
Good job.
He's really helped me with Mrs. Monkey and the care and feeding of her. He comes over in the morning on his way to work. I had forgotten how much a puppy was so much like a baby.
Oh, man.
You said it before you even got Mrs. Monkey, but just actually going through it.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, it's like a baby. I'll be fine.
No. First night she cried all fucking night. And, you know, you just have to, you just have to ride it out.
He brought the puppy over for my family to meet yesterday. Mm-hmm. He was at my house. And
it was a big party.
It was a big, it was a big thing, a big deal, you know. And so he leaves and my kids are like, we should get a puppy. And I was like, but then we would have a puppy. That's why we're not getting a puppy.
Well, you can use my puppy. You can
rent
my puppy.
That's what he said. You said we could babysit your
Absolutely.
Puppy. Perfect.
Let me know.
And my dog liked her.
You have. She has an adult, a very adult dog. How old's?
She's 8.
She's 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And they were getting along pretty well. Although.
And Honey Dog's never been around other dogs. So I was kind of nervous that she would eat her.
At one
But she
point,
was salivating so much that Monkey was completely drenched
you know how,
in saliva.
What?
You know how if you're really hungry and you go to a great steak place and you anticipate the meal coming out.
That's what happened because Honey usually stands at the sliding glass door and watches the squirrels and just salivates.
Okay.
So I think that she thought Monkey was the biggest squirrel. And she was ready to eat her.
In Honey Dog's defense, Monkey does kind of look
she's
like...
She's a fluffy squirrel.
Oh, she looks like a squirrel
she's about
at
out,
this point.
Yeah, but she's gotten...
Yeah, she's big. Now
she's gotten
big.
Bigger mm-hmm. since I... I mean, it's... Was it 2 weeks she yesterday is. You got her?
Yeah, 2 weeks yesterday? No. Yeah.
You got her on a Monday.
What day did you go on vacation? Friday?
It was 2 weeks. It
was the 12th,
weeks.
So yeah.
It is 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I got her that Monday.
Yeah.
And we're bonded. I mean, she knows, you know, when Dad comes in and she's excited.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But she's
did you have a
really...
dog as a kid?
Yes.
You did have a dog. Mm-hmm.
See, this is only my second... Really,
what
seriously,
did you have?
Only my second dog.
A female American Eskimo.
Oh, no kidding.
A little smaller.
Yeah.
Look, I don't care where she was born.
She was she was kind of my dog.
She was your dog?
Yeah.
Never heard of an American Eskimo.
And you haven't had a dog since?
Have not.
Are you both ignoring
cats?
I know. I thought you were a cat guy.
Maggie and Oliver.
Yeah, Maggie and Oliver.
Oliver likes to pee and poop in a pan.
In a pan.
Without anything in it.
No. Somebody talk to me.
He's now up to 3 pans.
3 pans?
Yes.
In
I am
rotation?
Losing my mind.
Wait a minute.
You
hold
rotate
it.
Pans or
no,
there
no, no,
pans
there's 3
around
out.
The house?
There's no, not in the house, in the garage.
Oh, in the garage. So.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a backup underneath his little stand that he likes to sit on and stuff. So that one occasionally would get used. Then his main one. Now we've added a third.
Really?
How did that happen?
Are these like oil pans?
No, they're just little
like
plastic.
Cookie sheet? Oh, you, plastic
you've seen the
things.
Big, are they plastic?
It's basically for litter, but without the litter.
Oh, okay.
That's all it is.
Okay.
But he doesn't like litter.
Oh, by the way, there's a litter box too.
And there's a litter
box
for Maggie.
Maggie.
Well, I don't blame her. I don't want to share my bathroom with a guy.
These are cats.
No,
and he doesn't
but
like,
she knows.
He doesn't like litter.
What if
apparently all of a sudden he stopped liking
they don't
litter.
Get the flush. She doesn't want his big Oliver shit in her bathroom. I
was
don't
thinking
her.
About this morning. I'd take Monkey out at 3:30 in the
I
morning.
Thought a horse went in there one day.
Was it
and he was just looking What's up?
Yeah. What's up?
What's going on?
That's pretty proud of this.
But it was cold this morning, like, you know, 30 degrees or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she has to put her little bottom down on that cold, wet grass and have a piddle. And
she did it for me today just fine.
I say piddle.
I know.
You have a problem with that, don't
I
you?
I do.
Well,
it's better than saying piss. I know.
Yeah, we went out there and took the piss.
Yeah.
Put her ass down there.
I don't know.
I thought she had vaginitis. Did I tell you?
Stop fucking. Oh, don't ever say that again.
Yeah, the dog, I
don't
thought,
care who has it. Don't yeah,
seriously,
say
I thought
don't
she
say
had
vag.
Urinary.
Just don't start anything that starts with VAG.
I thought she had a UTI.
Because
she was peeing like, she started peeing like every 3 minutes.
But I have a question. I don't know how much you looked
why won't
at Mrs.
you talk
Monkey.
To me?
No, this is
now
to
you're
you.
Talking to her now.
Are you sure it's a girl?
Is it a girl?
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, she has, there's something pronounced down there. Is that like a puppy? Is that
a
like
boy,
when a
boy, I saw the boy puppies and I saw the girl puppies. And yeah. The boy puppy's penis, can I say penis? I can't say vagina.
Why can you not say
vagina? Well, if it's a boy,
you told
you're not
going to say
vagina.
I said, don't say vag and then itis at the end. Oh. I think that was the problem. It's not the vag part.
I'm with her on that one.
It's
okay,
the
boy's penis is up on his belly higher than the girl's vag.
I don't want to talk about this.
You asked me.
But I did notice it because she did her submissive thing to Honey yesterday. She rolled over
right.
on her back and was like, "Don't fucking eat me."
Right.
And then and I was just like, "That doesn't."
It does look like the end of a wiener though, doesn't it?
I don't want to talk about it. It's like
well,
a
I think as she grows
it
kind
of
gets
like a
it goes
monkey
up.
Lipstick. Like, you know when monkeys have their things out, it's like a lip looks like
see,
lipstick.
See, now you're confusing me because her name's Monkey. And
oh, but I'm talking about real orangutans. Real
wait, monkey lipstick?
Yeah, monkeys' wieners always look like a little tube of lipstick.
Oh, okay.
You know,
okay.
When their penises
they
become erect, you. When they get hard. They
yeah, talk to me about that.
Here's what happens.
I don't want to hear about it anymore.
But she's coming right along. She knows her name.
Mm-hmm.
She knows sit. She knows come, as long as you have a Cheerio.
You know what? I'll start... I tried to get her to sit for me, and she mm-hmm. did one like
yeah, but
the first day. But no, by the time I'm trying, I'm like, you know, you're trying to get some distance from mm-hmm. her.
Oh no, she doesn't like that.
She doesn't like that. But then, but then, as you do that, and she realizes she starts sitting before I even say
before
it.
Before you even right. say
yeah.
it,
yeah. I'm like, oh, good girl.
She's trying to please.
She just eats my shoelaces.
She's a pleaser. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she had her almost had the whole shoe in her mouth.
Does she? Mm-hmm. Does she have a favorite toy yet at home?
She likes this hedgehog. A stuffed hedgehog.
I saw
she
the head.
She likes the stuffed.
You
the
gotta
mushy.
Be careful with that stuffing, though.
Yeah, she's not big enough to get it out of her.
Yeah.
Get the stuffing out. Her teeth aren't that pronounced yet. But she, I put the video up on Instagram. She got has this. It's a really cool toy. It's a purple egg. It's circled with rubber, so you can bounce it mm-hmm. around. Mm-hmm. But you put food or treats in it, and as she plays with it. The treats spill out the ends, and she gets so fucking pissed at this thing. It's just cute as a it's so cute. She hardly ever barks anyway. Mm-hmm. She barks more than the world's greatest dog ever did. But we're trying to stop her from barking so much. We don't like dogs to bark. You don't want a dog that barks all the time. That's a pain in the butt, right?
I'm gonna be very honest with you guys. I'm not a dog person.
What's happening?
I'm not. It's hard for like my
you
dog.
You love Honey Dog.
I love Honey Dog.
You love Monkey.
I.
Okay, you don't know Monkey.
I don't know her that well.
All right.
I don't. Honey was my brother's dog, and when he moved in, Honey came with him. And Honey, to me, is the world's greatest dog because she is emotionally unavailable. She's not interested in anything I have to fucking do. If she needs to go outside, she'll come downstairs, and she looks at me, and I'm like, do you want to go outside? And then she goes by the door, and then when she's done, she comes back in.
And goes upstairs.
And scratches, and then she goes back upstairs. That is all. That is all I need.
Okay.
And then if somebody's at the door that she doesn't recognize, she fucking barks her head off.
Which is good.
Those are all the things I need. Other than that, I don't.
I took Monkey over there yesterday and Honey Dog was downstairs. You said she's never down here.
No, she was never down here. She was with Chick. She was visiting Chick. She was not down there to see me. No,
okay.
Not
Honey
at all.
And I got along.
Why did
honey
your brother
get along?
Why did your brother name it Honey Dog?
He didn't name her Honey. It was my mom rescued the dog.
Okay.
And that I don't know if she came with that name or what, but I don't know. We call her it's just Honey. I don't know. But you know, my sister, they rescue dogs all the time, and so if there was a black dog, its name was Ebony. And if there was a white dog, his name was Snowball. And if there was Because she was like 10, and sure. So that was just yeah. That's what you did.
Well,
so.
You what you had a dog when you were a kid though, and what did you name it?
Which one? The first one I had?
Yeah.
Get. I was 3, and so every time the dog come around, I'd say get dog, and that's
get.
All I could say. So
get.
They named it get dog.
They named her get dog.
Get dog. Okay.
We had a dog named Brutus.
And?
I had a dog named Lily. Oh, I had a dog. I had a Chinese Sharpei when I was a kid, and we named her Dog.
Dog. I'd never heard of that before, and then we were talking to somebody about it, and they go, "Yeah, we had a dog named."
Well, you went through a lot of dogs.
Yeah, my mom would get us a dog, and then we'd come back from my dad, and the dog would be gone.
Oh no! Hey, that reminds you know, and I've forgotten a lot of stuff raising a dog. I don't have shampoo for her yet, but then I was told you shouldn't shampoo her right away. You should let her.
You've already shampooed her.
I did once because she was rolling around her own shit. Why do dogs do that?
I don't know, but your dog smells like dog.
Yeah, and her breath is
I'm not
terrible.
Used to that.
Are you saying she stinks? Does she
no, it's just dog.
I think you need to get her a toothbrush before you get her some shampoo. Yeah, it's just that puppy dog smell.
Yeah.
She
like
licked my
breath.
She licked my face. It's another thing. Honey doesn't lick anybody's face.
Honey is emotionally unavailable.
Well, that's my kind of dog.
But I didn't get any, I don't have any shampoo. I didn't get the pooper scooper.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like a bunch of poop in my backyard. It's
you
like
know
a
what?
Landmine.
When you moved,
I've got to do that
from your house to my house.
Mm-hmm.
You had, I think he had like 7 pooper scoopers.
I don't think that's correct, but there were more
there
than
were
three.
There were a lot.
There
of
were more
pooper
than 3
scoopers.
Pooper scoopers. Well, I had a golden retriever who was 75 pounds, and then I had the other one who was almost 60. So I like the fact I called her the other one. So let's get caught up. What have you guys been doing?
I went on vacation.
Here's what I've been doing.
Okay.
By asking you what you've been doing,
I
wanted you to ask me.
Ask us,
I've been working hard, okay? I've been on that Bob and Tom show. I've been, that's really all I've been doing.
And you got a dog.
Getting the dog together.
Are you going to be glad when she's a grown-up dog?
She has made great strides in the last 3 or 4 days. Like, initially, she wouldn't go out by herself. She couldn't get up the stairs because she was a puppy. And No, she really had trouble with the stairs on the deck, the way they, and it just like she fell over a lot.
You know what I feel like? I feel like when people, you know, when Jimmy Pardo was just like, oh, my daughter walked across it, and they were like, of course you fucking walked across the living room
no,
to
the
you.
The joke
man.
Is
that's how I feel about
a friend of mine
to
called me and
dog.
Said, my daughter just walked from the bedroom to the dining room. And
are
Jimmy
you fucking
goes,
shitting me?
You've got to be fucking shitting me.
Yeah.
You don't want to hear me talk about my puppy.
I don't want to hear anybody. It's not personal.
No, I didn't mean it was personal.
I don't want to hear anybody talk about their puppy or their kid or any of those things.
Why?
Because I don't care. Like, I don't, that's, I know that's mean,
mm-hmm.
but I think it's because I never was
you don't
emotionally,
want to be attached.
I was
yeah.
never emotionally attached to a dog. A dog was never around that long. When I left for college, we had a dog that I got in the 6th grade or in the 7th grade, whatever. And when I left for college, my dad just took the dog to a farm and I never saw it again. Like, I left for college and then I mm-hmm. came home and the dog was not there. And I was like, where's Lily? And she doesn't live here anymore. She's gone. Oh, okay.
She doesn't live here anymore.
Okay.
Jeez, did that really happen?
Mm-hmm.
Was it kind of traumatic?
It was a bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Monkey's not going anywhere. You can come over and say hi to Monkey. Don't want
yeah,
to.
It's okay.
To hell with it, right?
No, I don't All want right. to. Maybe if I get my own dog, I'll feel different about it.
But then, too, you're allergic to dogs, right?
I'm not. I have not sneezed around your dog at all.
No, that's
true. I almost got my daughter a cat for her birthday.
I thought you tweeted you got a cat.
I know. I tried to adopt a cat, and the cat was terrible. It was the most awful, horrible animal ever.
Hmm. We could see that.
It was terrible. It was just a terrible cat. It was.
It, like, went crazy? And
yeah, it was mean. It was bad. It immediately jumped on my counter when the person brought it over, and I was like, this is not happening. There will be no counter cats in this house.
That's big. See, the puppy, you got to teach them. They're not allowed up on furniture unless they're invited. They just can't. Like, she was trying to get up in the chair today, and you can't have it. You got to do it. You got to.
How many books do you have you gone through at home about training a dog?
4. And then all the YouTube videos, all the YouTube videos I can watch. And
now, do you do specific to your breed?
Yeah.
And you have a puppy class tomorrow.
My puppy class starts tomorrow night. I'm very excited. But the puppy doesn't go with me in the first class.
Oh, so it's a chick class.
So I think it might be like we're doing shots, and it's kind of a mixer for No? We're not going to do shots at the vet, at the doctor's office? Uh-uh. I do. I got a call. I have the vet number in my phone. It comes up as Monkey's Doctor. What?
Okay, now would it be rude?
They called him 3 times when he was at my house yesterday.
Well, they wanted to check what, if I was for puppy class.
And then they checked to see if her diarrhea cleared up.
Yeah.
Now, could you send, would it be rude, let's say you have a friend or family that has a dog uh-huh. that you feels a little spoiled or needs uh-huh. needs some discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Could you buy a gift certificate,
oh,
send it to them, mail it to them, and say, look, here's a free class.
Do you
class.
Have somebody like that?
There's a couple.
Yeah.
See, the thing
my parents' dog being one of them.
Oh,
see,
really?
You can't have the dog. People, that's why the best advice I got with the world's greatest dog, Mrs. Gibbs, some of you might remember.
I hope Monkey doesn't hear you say that. She might get
Monkey
a complex.
Monkey is the second greatest dog so far. She hasn't, she hasn't been around very long. No, but Gibbs would not jump up. She sat for everything. You're supposed to, like, if they want to go out, sit, then open the door. They come in, same thing. Before you give them food, make them sit for everything mm-hmm. to kind of prove, mm-hmm. kind of show them. They like someone who, they want to know who the alpha dog is.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
No, I'm totally with you.
And
I
you don't.
Think that's true, but.
But I liked it when Gibbs would jump up on me, but someone at the time didn't yeah, want people. It jumping up on strangers.
People
and I,
don't like that.
Yeah,
no,
people,
but people don't like
no.
it.
I don't like it.
I'm talking to you, my friend Sean, whose dog jumped on me the other day.
What kind
people
of dog is
don't
it?
Walk. So, I don't know. It's a sweet dog,
but it's just
jumpy.
Yeah, the parcel delivery service that comes to my house and brings my clothes that I order.
Uh-huh.
She, the honey started barking and lost her mind.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady, she goes, please restrain your dog. She jumped through the door. And I was like, she's fine. She's never bit anybody. And she raises up her pant leg and shows me her knee down, like from her knee to her ankle. And it is mangled.
Oh,
and she
God.
Goes, I know a lot of dogs that never bit anybody. And I was like, okay, I'm putting my dog in the bathroom. I'll be right back. Yeah, she was, I mean, it was,
oh, yeah.
it was gnarly.
I just don't know. I don't know. Like, and you're supposed to be able to put your hands in your dog's mouth. That's like a basic. Yeah, like a tiger. Only,
why would you
like
be able? To, why would you want to do that? I don't want anybody's hands in my mouth. Why
okay.
would I do that to my dog?
There's a.
That's gross.
There's. I have this chair in my living room that has this stuff on the bottom of it. I don't know what it is, but it looks mm-hmm. like
Tell
black. Black nylon, and Monkey likes to
it's
get under there.
It's not black nylon. It's just the...
webbing or something underneath the chair that
yeah,
she chews
just,
on and takes off the chair.
It covers up the mm-hmm. upholstery. It's mm-hmm. just the...
So I have to reach in, open her jaws, reach into her mouth, and get this black stuff out of her. Because if she eats it, it's
oh,
going to twist...
She'll poop it.
Twist something, or she'd get vaginitis or something. I'm not supposed to say that, am I? Okay, I just said that to be ornery.
Jason, what have you been doing?
What have you been doing?
Well,
you tell us?
Well, we honestly had a week where the week Jess was off.
I was on vacation.
We could have done a couple of podcasts, but they were with people we had already done podcasts with.
Who was
and
here?
The only unique part of the podcast would have been had you been a part of it, and you were in Florida. So we were going to do Kostaki. If you,
but
could
I
have
wanted
been
you to
it.
Be here for Kostaki.
No, because I wasn't here last time.
You weren't
time.
Here the right. first time.
Mm-hmm.
So that would have been put a spin
that
on
was
it.
That.
And then we thought, well, what the heck? Why not?
People
Let's
were
not
angry.
Do it. People were angry we weren't
not
doing
nice
podcasts.
Not nice about it either.
About what, the podcast?
Well, no,
there was the emails. People just missed us.
No, Twitter.
Twitter,
course,
they're just assholes.
Well, yeah.
Twitter's like the UFC. You can't walk in there without expecting to get punched in the face 2 or 3 times.
Yeah. That's so then you got back in town, and I got on jury duty.
Yes.
So for 4 days,
Damn.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Is that a 9-to-5 gig?
Not Friday. I got home at 11:30.
Oh.
So, but you wrapped everything up on Friday.
Wrapped
night.
Everything up.
Mm-hmm.
He called me Thursday night?
Yeah, I called you Thursday, and he was...
Mr. Wiseacre.
I FaceTimed.
Always FaceTimes me.
I have not FaceTimed.
Always.
You are so full
always.
Of it. If you look on your history, I haven't FaceTimed you in months.
All right, that may be the truth. But this last time, he FaceTimed me, and I was in my bed. I was asleep.
Ew.
What time was it? Like
8:30.
8:30.
8:40. Something like
I
that.
I just put Monkey to bed. I just laid down for a long winter's nap.
Mm-hmm.
And
but you were doing something. You weren't settling in. What does he do right before he goes to bed?
Watches TV.
No.
Jerks off.
Close.
Poops.
Well, no, you're getting far off now.
Oh, I can't think of anything else not to say now.
Makes out with his pillow.
I had my PSP out. I was
oh,
playing
your PSP.
My,
yeah,
playing
yeah, yeah.
My,
I heard him say that we were, I was over there for the Redskins game, and someone asked him, do you play your PSP? He goes, every night before I go to bed. And sure enough, that's what he was doing.
Is that
night before I go to bed.
Is that what you hear?
Every night before I go to bed.
So sure enough, he was, and he's...
You went over there for a Redskins game?
Yeah.
Who was there?
Sunday. Do you want to know?
No, never mind.
No, please. No. You asked. Mike Mark.
Oh, no kidding?
With a Redskins shirt on.
Had his Redskins shirt on that he wore when we went to FedEx Field.
Well, when he took you.
Good years ago.
Yeah, he took you once and I took you once.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
When's Theismann going to call you up and say, hey, OTA, come over to a game?
I don't know. We haven't talked to him in a long time.
If you want me to text him and ask him if he can get his tickets, we'll have to get there, obviously.
I know. That's the worst part. I love FedEx Field. I love going to the Redskins game.
It's a fun place to watch a football game.
But to get there and to get out.
Yeah, it's awful.
It's miserable. It's miserable.
Here's how bad it is.
So we need a friend with a helicopter.
When's the last time we went to watch the Redskins Bears with
Joe?
But then we went with Marco and Mikey, or was that the same trip?
No, do you remember that?
Yeah.
We had Marco and Mikey. Mikey is a Bears fan.
Mikey's a Bears fan.
Sorry, I have crackers.
Me and Marco
like
and,
static.
And Joe
yeah, sorry.
Are Redskins fans, obviously.
Yeah, so anyway, so Mikey is just super drunk.
And won't shut up. And Joe Theismann.
Was so polite.
NFL MVP.
Yes.
Insists on all of us climbing in his Jeep.
Yeah,
and
drives
he's going to take us back to the hotel.
Yeah, drives us back to the hotel in his Jeep Cherokee. Just like it's no big deal.
And we're like, no, no,
and you
Joe,
know what? I think I've told this story. You know what he did on the way back? Chicks talking Redskins, all this stuff. And he's like, here, I want you to hear this. I want you to hear
this. Right. Oh, the Mr. O.
Yeah, puts in a Mr. O obvious CD. And he's like, this is my favorite one.
I didn't realize that was with people in the back.
Yeah.
Can I tell you guys a Mr. Obvious story that I haven't told anybody, but it's kind of funny, okay?
What happened?
The other day, there's some funny things in here. Chick put in a garbage disposal when we got new countertops a few years ago.
I'm very proud of that job.
And it's like
I plumbed it. I put the garbage disposal in all by myself.
Okay.
So let's say I need one. Are you for hire?
Oh, I could do that. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let me finish my story. So pipe came loose the other day water is sitting, but I have a water tray protect. I just slide in there and that way I can pull it out when I have to clean and I just, all my cleaning stuff's on there, pull it in out, whatever. So it was a little bit of water and it just caught in there, whatever. So, the babysitter or, my ex-husband comes in and I was like, I'm trying to figure this out and I do this, whatever. And I said, I don't know what to do. Like, I was like, maybe I should Google it. And he was like, I'll Google it. It's fine. So he Googles fix garbage disposal. And was Mr. Obvious.
Really?
Was what came up.
So you're thinking someone in Utah, look, fix garbage, and that stuff comes up.
Yeah, and he goes, oh, well, isn't this nice?
That is the most famous Mr. Obvious episode of the garbage disposal. Yeah.
The contractor's a close second, though.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's a good one.
I like that one. That's true. Very true.
I think that one has maybe the best lines in it, technically.
Yeah.
I
think that's my favorite. Dean did. Yeah, Dean.
So you're saying he's a good contractor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was funny.
That's funny.
It was funny. It was fun. I thought it was hilarious.
Sure, you would. Heck
him,
yeah.
Not so much.
Well,
so I go, hey, can I tweet that this just happened? He's like, no.
No.
Yeah, it was pretty funny, though.
So anyway, you're so jury duty.
Jury duty, and then you're done. And
I was looking forward to Michael Palisak, because I think he's young, fun,
what a
funny
nice
kid.
Guy.
Yeah,
he
seems like a really sweet
he's
kid.
He's far too nice to go very far in comedy.
Yeah,
I
think,
see him. He's funny. He's hilarious. But
I think the cuss count was 16, none of which were his.
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah. I can see some asshole comedian, about five names are jumping into my head, coming in and taking his spot, and him just,
it was really hard for me to not start rattling off names
No problem. Asshole comedians?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't answer your question earlier.
Your question?
And that has to do with the asshole part. It's more the comedian part. At the Redskins game.
Oh, who was
Sunday
at the house?
Oh, Mark Allison.
Yeah. Redskins Cowboys.
I don't say his whole name.
No, you're going to be struck down dead. Yes, you can say Mark Allison.
Yeah.
He's only been with the show like 20 years.
Let me think. No, Bodart.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Holt.
Yep.
McComas?
Nope.
McComas Holt, was not there.
Holt and Holt was paying attention, having conversations with people.
And Beaufort.
And Beaufort was sitting, I don't know, on his phone or something. I'm not for sure.
Or asleep.
No, he didn't fall asleep.
I think that's it, right?
Everyone complimented me on my salsa, though. That's for sure.
Did you make salsa?
He brought over the green pepper salsa. Why don't you give that a recipe? Maybe that
somebody had pumpkin salsa at a party. I was at
what did they use? The pumpkin rind?
I steered clear. I didn't even look at it. I don't know what was in there. Somebody was like, "This is pumpkin salsa," and I was like,
"Thumb down."
Thumb down.
Fart noise.
No, thank you.
Okay,
we had a good time.
I guess you could, like, it'd be like squash.
You guys
like
left at halftime, I think.
No.
Was it just the four of you that were at his house?
Yeah. Held on until the Mark left a little early because he's got to get up at 4 in the morning.
Which game?
Cowboys
on a Sunday.
So we
night.
Were talking crap about the Cowboys.
It was the game you were watching in Florida, and you said your family was blowing you shit because you're yelling at the game.
I was yelling at the TV. That was a Cowboys game. Mm-hmm. My brother's girlfriend and I were watching it. She's a huge sports fan. Huge mm-hmm. sports fan. I mean, she can talk. I was just
Does she like RG3?
Yeah, she likes RG3.
Yeah.
How's his knee, by the way?
He says there's nothing wrong with it.
Okay.
So we will see. I wish he was a little more consistent.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not yet. Mm-hmm. You know?
They looked bad this past week.
Second half, they looked horrible.
Yeah.
It was like the Broncos were playing with him.
Because once it was 21-7, I was like, all right, Broncos, right?
Shut up.
Yeah, it was like 4 touchdowns in 10 minutes. Or
Chargers
something.
This weekend coming up, though. Uh-oh. That'll be interesting. At FedEx, I think we'll get that one. So, but they're it's a mess. They're not going to. Okay, so you had jury duty, and that was pretty much it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It was. It was a long week. Well, it was an interesting. I mean, a lot of times jury duty is just day of. Mm-hmm. You get picked, you do it.
I've never gotten picked.
Yeah.
I've done it 3 times. Been in there 3 times. You watch the film.
And then they say no.
Yes.
You watch a movie?
Yeah. Watch a movie.
I didn't even get that far.
Yeah.
You're in a big auditorium. You fill out some
Everybody
forms.
Everybody gets that far.
Yeah.
I didn't get that far.
Yeah.
Because they found out I went to high school with a...
Oh.
So yeah, we don't get to... Yeah. Everyone watches it, then we go in.
Oh. I don't know. Like, I went in there and, like, said my name, and they're like, nope.
I wasn't aware, but apparently there's a movie. There's a... What's his name?
Jury and You.
No, Jury Duty movie with what's his name? He's been here.
Pauly Shore.
Pauly Shore.
Yep. Great movie.
Is it?
No.
You love all the Pauly Shore
I do
movies.
Love them. That's what
why
I'm saying.
Wondering.
No, you're not going to like it, but yes, I've seen the movie.
Because someone else in the building loves Pauly, and they said, oh, it's so great. It's funny.
Is it the other Jessica?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's
like
a big
her.
Fan.
I'm a big fan of her.
So then you were in Florida for 10 days or whatever the hell it was.
Ten days?
Nah, I was in Florida for I went to Savannah on my way to Florida.
It seemed to me by the pictures I saw on Instagram, you were having just as much fun in Savannah as you did when you got to Florida.
I had a great time in Savannah.
Savannah's a cool city.
We took a trolley tour because we weren't going to be there very long.
Man, tours are so cool.
Old
Town Trolley. That's what we were.
I love learning the history of stuff.
Mm-hmm. And it's real. It's an hour and a half. And you can get off and get back on throughout the day and then go for the rest of the tour or whatever.
That's why they run.
Yeah, so it was fun, and we did that. And and then we tried to catch a tour in St. Augustine because we were near there, and we missed it. So instead, we went to...
No, not instead. Well, I thought that was your destination.
It kind of was, but I didn't realize how corny it was.
Well,
I took the kids to Ripley Believe It or Not Museum.
We drove by it.
The Ripley's Believe It or Not is like Believe It or Not because you shouldn't, because this is a bunch of shit.
It's kind of a cheesy,
and it's kind of scary. My kids are like the shrunken heads. Kids were like, and they have a wax figure of the tallest man,
Robert Wadlow,
right?
8 feet 11 inches,
whatever it was. So I'm like, kids, stand next to the wax figure. And my kids are like, I'm gonna fucking stand next to it. Like, that
okay,
scared them too.
I don't think the kids said fuck, but
I think they did.
It was implied.
I think they did. I think they did. I said dick in the car the other day because somebody cut me off, and my son was in the passenger seat, and he looked at me and I looked at him. And I was like, no, I think that's that guy's name, and he lost it. And he goes, no, it's not.
What's up, Ricky?
Yeah, he didn't. It was funny, though, because he
I love the term, you know, they don't know dick.
They don't know
that's
dick.
That's what I love that term.
Yeah. I don't like dickhead. I just always go with dick or ass. Like, just stick with the word. But then ass is always fun because there's ass bag, asshole, ass
clown.
Munch, ass clown.
Mm-hmm.
Ass munch.
Ass face.
Ooh, munch.
Ass munch. Those so did you have like good food while you're down there? Did you like a barbecue on the beach? Did you have some alcohol?
Oh no, we went to Flagler Beach and you know Flagler Beach?
Yes, that's where the great fish tacos there.
I did not have fish tacos, but I went to the Flagler Fish Company.
Okay.
Which is probably where it is because their seafood is crazy good.
Isn't that the Fine Flagler Fish Company?
I don't know. The Fine Flagler Fish Company.
The Fine Fascinating Flagler Fish.
Either way.
Foundation.
Went there and I go, hey, do you guys have any oysters? And he was like, well, and he pulls up this burlap sack. He goes, I just got these today. And I was like, yeah, those will do. You know, and it was
pretty
just
much
crazy.
Right out in the backyard.
Yes, they like that's I guess yeah. I didn't get it because their big sale was like, hey, we have prime beef if you want to get prime beef. Mm-hmm. I was like, motherfucker, I'm from Indiana. We got all the prime beef.
Right,
I don't
right.
need that shit.
Yeah.
I want all the fish.
I don't need that shit.
And they made homemade potato chips like they do.
Sweet baby Jesus, like at Binkley's?
Yes. So I was like, I'll have a bag of those and I will have all of this.
Were you on your way to Daytona?
No, that's we were near there. We stayed in a small area near those places. Like St. Augustine was like 20 minutes and Daytona Beach was like 45 minutes and Flagler Beach.
What town were you in?
I think it was called Palm Coast.
Uh-huh.
Palm Coast.
That's where I went 2 years ago.
Are you serious?
That's where we have family that has a house.
We were there 2 years ago.
We were there.
They went
because you had to take the bridge to get over into it. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
Mm-mm, that's where we went.
No, because there, you come over the bridge, that's where all the grocery stores are and the liquor store.
Do you know the
community you're in? Oh, there's a liquor store there.
Yeah, I do.
What's it called?
Hammock Beach.
All right, that's on it. Just checking. If you would have said Harbor, I would have gone, what?
It's right there, though. That's one of them.
Yeah,
it's on a strip.
Little more. Yeah, there's a handful
we
of
should
them.
Go there for New Year's Eve. Palm Coast.
Now I'm not going to be able to ever go there again.
Why not?
Because when I tell people I go on vacation, I say, what if they follow me?
You think people are going to follow you?
No, I don't.
A little weird
can you,
at some point.
Let's go to you, Chick. This is your
Get
podcast.
Away from
people
me.
Don't care about Jess
at all. That's not true at all.
No, that's not
Weren't you on a plane this past weekend?
A plane?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? That was weird.
I didn't, because I was out of the loop. I didn't know you.
You didn't
I forgot.
Know they went?
And all of a sudden I see somebody retweet a picture of you in a real nice plane. I'm like, where?
Here's what happened. Me and Bob and Tom and Christy went to Des Moines, Iowa to do a comedy show with Kostaki Economopoulos, Drew Hastings, and the other guy. And no, it's Donnie Baker, of course.
Oh, I thought it was somebody we didn't like. I was like, who else was there?
I'm teasing. And for the first time, we've taken there's no way to say this other than here's what happened. It's a private jet. It's like seats, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 seats, and then there's a sofa.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a private jet. It's fucking cool, and I appreciate it. And I'm not bragging. I'm just saying that this is how we got to Des Moines.
It wasn't your decision.
It was very cool, and it wasn't my decision.
It was an invitation.
I'm glad that the invitation was extended, mm-hmm. and it was very nice to travel that way. Mm-hmm. We've done this before. I'm for sure one other time, maybe two other times,
mm-hmm.
but this is the first time we left Indianapolis at 2:15, and Des Moines, Iowa, was on Central Time. So we got to Des Moines, Iowa, at 3:30, and this is you drive up to where the private jets are, mm-hmm. get out of your car, go in. They take your luggage. They get you coffee or a Diet Pepsi or whatever mm-hmm. the hell you're drinking. They fix you right up. You walk on the. You show your driver's license. Mm-hmm. You walk right up onto the plane. You sit down. You take off. That's it.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
That's it. There's no airport experience. There's no.
So you go to a hotel, you take a nap, you
go
to the
hotel,
venue.
I go to the venue. I'm at the venue. We get there at 3:30. I'm taking a nap, take the comedy nap. I go to the venue. We get there at 5:30. We do the show. I get off stage at 9:30, quarter mm-hmm. till 10, Des Moines time.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to the airport, get on the jet, fly back to Indianapolis. I'm in my bed at 12:15. It was unbelievable. We've never flown and come back the same night.
We've
flown and come back mm-hmm. the next morning, but we've never done the private jet where we've up and back in like 6 hours.
It's basically what Jerry Seinfeld does.
It was so Jerry Seinfeld.
Jerry Seinfeld. Does he really always do that?
He's totally
fucking on himself. And I say that because he's way up there. But a lot of those guys, that's what they do. If they want to, you know, if they have a tight home life.
Right.
Yeah.
If they want to be at home.
Yeah. He says he's at home in bed every night, no matter where he is.
That's crazy.
That's awesome.
So, but think of,
that's such a weird.
But the thing we were thinking about backstage is when I was a kid, I would always, you know, watch rock concerts and things. And
yeah, yeah.
You know, you'd hear these stories about, hello, Detroit. Boo, this is Milwaukee. Boo. Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, how the hell did they not know where they. I had.
You do that every night.
If you especially take out the airport experience. Mm-hmm. I had no idea where the hell I was. Yeah. To me, I was on the west side of Indianapolis because that's about how long it took me to get where I was going.
So,
you know?
here's my thought as an employee of the Bob, Tom, Christy, and Chick show.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
You were all in the plane together.
Oh, hey. Now, hey. What goes on?
Who gets the headline?
If the plane crashes?
That's what Tim Wilson would say
every time
we're on a plane.
Absolutely.
Well, fuck. Chick's on the plane. If this goes down.
Chick McGee and four others die.
And I was like, oh, geez.
So what was Tom? How was Tom? Was he jovial, joking about it? Or was he nervous and worried?
Tom was in a particularly good mood. Meaning he was...
Extra Tom in a funny way.
It was really great. He was...
Have you seen him have a drink in 5 years?
Well, I'll get to that. Okay. Yeah, we're on the plane, and he immediately are you going to check into the hotel? They also, very nicely, they had rooms set aside for us because we had like 2 or 3 hours before we had to go mm-hmm. to the venue. Mm-hmm. So instead of having to sit at the venue, which was fine, but there wasn't much of a backstage area. So they had hotels for us, and you could check into the hotel, or you could go to a Starbucks, or I think Bob went to, he has a friend of his who lives in Des Moines, and went to a brew house.
Good.
A very nice dinner, and then they went to the venue. Christy and I went to the hotel. We took naps, and then we...
Did you guys spoon?
We did not spoon.
Oh, okay.
Not this trip.
Oh.
And then we got in the shuttle, and he took us to the venue. But before we got, as the plane's landing, Tom is...
Extra nervous?
As Jess would say, Tom is losing his fucking mind.
Okay.
He's going, Now, what time's it? When's showtime? At 7 o'clock time.
He was telling me this on the phone, and I said, didn't somebody send you guys an itinerary? He was like, oh, yes, we all have itineraries. We have all of the information.
He's holding the itinerary as he's saying, now, what time is the show tonight? 7 o'clock time. All right, well, what hotel are we going to? We're going to this yada yada hotel. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Did you guys not have a person?
No, I didn't see the person until we got to the venue.
Oh, at the venue.
Yeah.
Is it the guy?
It was the guy, yeah.
The guy that does the
mm-hmm.
things?
Mm-hmm.
But there wasn't one from here to Des Moines.
Right. I didn't see him until I got to the venue. Mm. So Tom was very much, do you want to go to Starbucks and have a cup of coffee with me? And in my head,
He did not say that.
He goes, why don't you go to Starbucks? And I go, I think I'm going to check into the hotel. He goes, well, okay. But in my head, I'm going, I know you. You're going to be anxious and talking and nervous for the next 2 hours, and I need to take myself out of that situation, but good luck with that. So he ended up going to Starbucks and sitting and having a coffee and getting even more nervous mm-hmm. because of the caffeine.
Tom does this. I said, did Tom do the jelly jam joke? Because mm-hmm. we were at a venue probably 5 years ago.
At least
5 years ago, and our good friend Dusty, who is in the Pork Pistols.
Mm-hmm. He's the drummer.
Told Tom this joke.
Mm-hmm. And the joke is... What's the difference between jam and jelly?
And he always says this joke to Christy.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between jam and jelly? And he said, I can't jelly my dick in your ass.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
And I asked Chick, I said, did he do the jam and jelly joke? Mm-hmm. And he said, yeah. And I said, I want to punch Dusty in the face. I want to go back in time and go, don't tell that joke.
Yeah. It gets a big laugh.
It gets a huge laugh. It's funny.
It's a great laugh.
There's no doubt about it.
I just want to know if Tom has his own little notebook for that joke. And go, all right, I told it in Des Moines.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, checklist. We're backstage. And I think this picture got tweeted too. We're backstage, and I'm having my vodka.
Mm-hmm.
You know, having a nice time.
It's in the writer.
Mm-hmm.
Kostaki and I are talking. Donnie Baker's there.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking. Christy's having a little wine. Bob has his beer, of mm-hmm. course. And Tom's going to. How many drinks have you had? I go, I don't know. I think this is my second one, you know, or whatever. And okay, you know, I haven't had a drink in 4 years. I go, okay, well, that's great. That's your choice. He goes, think you need that to, you know, be able to go on stage, stuff like that. Like, no, he was just, you know, he was fucking with me at this point.
Oh, okay.
He says it's something to do with a medical problem that he may or may not have, according to him.
No kidding.
Yeah. But he, but I called him, what was it, Tommy McJudgy Pants or something, because that's what he does. He sits backstage and watches us have a good time. But then I'll go, you know, so you try, but he doesn't let himself have a good time, which is a shame.
Is he a ball buster?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't had a drink in 40 years. Well, I shouldn't say that. I've had a couple little
wine
sips.
Or
champagne at Bob's once. Mm-hmm. And a little bit of wine somewhere. That's about it.
Lily?
I don't judge. You don't drink judge. All you want, Chucky. I have a question.
Go.
Because you've lost a lot of weight. You're working out. Uh-huh. Do you notice you drink less and it affects you more than it used to?
Yes. I know how much. Yeah, it's quite different how much I can drink.
By
now.
Half? I mean, what is it?
I would say half. Yeah, okay. Absolutely half. Yeah.
Is that good or bad?
No, the thing I found is that, it's too late to not reveal too much now. I didn't know until, I don't know, maybe a year ago or so, maybe a year and a half, maybe longer.
Hey, you guys, there's a big anniversary happening right now. Do you want to talk about that?
It's already passed.
What big anniversary?
When we broke up, we even broke up for a whole year.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks, Jess. Here's the thing.
And it's not been bad. I'm saying that come a long way.
It's not been bad at all.
No, we've come a long way.
I think we both.
But can you believe it was a year ago?
No, it's been over a year.
I didn't even know it for another month or more.
Oh, yeah, maybe we should have waited.
But Bodart knew it. That's all I'm saying.
Bodart knew? You talked to Bodart about a breakup?
Not yet. I can't. I don't know how to break it to him. My point is,
he's probably the happiest that we broke up. He's not a fan.
I didn't know that blackout means you don't pass out. I thought blackout and pass out were the same thing.
I'm sorry. My 17-year-old sister just got home from school, and she texts me, "Where's the fish?"
Oh, how did she spell fish?
That really happened?
Oh, found him. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah.
Did they take the fish out of the... You got a beta?
I don't know. We have a beta named Alex.
Oh, okay.
But since my weight loss, I'd never drank to the point where I would do things and forget them, which is what
blackout.
Oh, except for my 30th birthday. Did you forget my... That was just me that blacked out on my 30th birthday.
No, I went to bed on your 30th birthday. I mean,
my 30th birthday was terrible. I feel like I really need to redo that.
So you have blacked out, say, in the last year?
Yeah, once or twice.
Okay.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But that's partly because he drank the quantity he thought he could get away with.
Yeah.
But now that there's less...
Well, but by blackout, I don't mean I was in Broad Ripple, and the next thing I knew, I was at the top of the Soldiers and Sailors Monument, clucking like a chicken.
Really?
Which would be hilarious. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've ever blacked out, because I do. I remember things going awry. Like, I remember, like, starting to go, okay, I can't focus. Like, this feels bad. This is bad. Mm-hmm. Like, but I've never, I always remember everything. I don't ever, yeah.
There have been two or three times. All these times are, I'm at home, by myself, which doesn't sound good, but I'm watching TV, and the next thing I know, I wake up and it's the next morning.
You should have named Monkey like a human, so you could be like, so I was drinking with Bill and
Debbie,
and then nobody would have known.
Debbie and I were drinking.
Debbie sounds like a name that she'd be like, let's get down. Mm-hmm. Let's
Debbie.
Drink. Get
Debbie
some,
was
get some drunks.
Debbie done me.
Debbie done me.
Debbie done it.
I don't know. What do you have now?
Emails?
Yeah.
Here's our first email. What was the funnest thing you did in Florida? No, I mean, did you have a good time at some point? You look like the pictures were beautiful. I mean, that's a nice
location.
It's
hard not to have a good time on the beach. I mean, it's just, you can just sit there and have a good time.
You'd be surprised. I had a book and I had a beer and I did. I was able to relax as much as I was able to relax.
And the kids were building sandcastles?
We built as Max put it, Hooker T Bridge. The night that we cooked all that, I mean, we had scallops that were like as big as hamburger patties. It seemed like they were huge. And my dad cooked up all that food and we had oysters and it was funny. We were all like a lot of people hadn't ever had oysters, you know, knows that. But yeah, we had a great time.
Your brother never had an oyster, right?
My brother never had an oyster. I like oysters, so it wasn't a big deal to me. But yeah, so my dad was in charge of dinner. So there was a bottle of Jameson and 30 oysters.
Yummy.
Here, everybody.
Yummy.
What did the kids eat?
I don't know.
They don't like oysters.
No. There was a pool, so the kids didn't eat at all. I don't know what that is. Is that a Seinfeld thing?
Implying that the kids had Jameson.
They had Jameson.
That's right.
Well, you just put a little on their baby bottle and they fall asleep.
They'd be fine.
That's what they did with me.
Yeah, but when you're at the beach like that and we had a pool.
Oh, and they
in
were
the
running
back,
from,
yeah.
I'm going to guess, from like 9 in the morning until 8 at night.
Yeah,
they just don't stop on the move.
And then they just collapse. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. That's very true.
Dear Jess, Jason, and Chick. Did I say Jess?
Jess.
Love it. Love you guys. Just listen to Chilling Farming. I love that episode. What were we call the farmer?
Mm-hmm.
What was his name? Daryl? Billy?
Greg.
Steve? Greg? Craig? Can't believe he was so calm. Who was so calm?
I don't know. I don't know any high-strung farmers.
Yeah. I would have been such a fan and acted like a motherfucker fan, acting shittily. Oh, I see what she's doing.
Shittily.
This is from Carla with a K. Thank you, Carla.
Carla?
Carla?
With a K?
K-A-R-L-A.
Is that common?
I think C or K, either way.
Mm-hmm.
That's your K instead
or
of your
F-R-U.
Hard, your hard C.
Right.
Well, this one starts out, you son of a bitch.
Mm.
Chick, love the show, buddy. Ooh. Mm. I don't like buddy. But you're fucking up my world. I hate mowing, and the only thing that gets me through it is the OTA podcast. I hopefully only had one more mow left for the season, and there was no new podcast. I know. Mm. I won't mow without it, and the yard looks like shit.
That's
now
funny.
I've got the wife bitching, and as the leader, I blame you, asshole. Don't give me any BS about you have a life or anything like that. I was here and ready and willing and able to do the podcast. These two
were slacking.
Willy-nilly.
Part of it, too, though, we did him a favor because he had that little Mrs. Monkey that needed a lot of your attention.
She did need a lot of attention initially. She certainly did.
She still needs a lot of attention.
So it all three of our little lives kind of came into this area
that
we just didn't have
That's
time.
True. You're right.
Right. So, I mean, I understand since you guys pay so much to listen.
Hey, now watch that you should. Almost every tweet I saw, it was out of love, and where was the podcast? There were a couple jerks, but you're going to have that. I can't believe I'm saying this, but you can't let it get to you. You know that.
Oh, no, I know. I'm not worried about it. I've come a long way on Twitter. There was another jerk on Twitter the other day. Made me mad.
I blocked a couple people.
I'm blocking like a motherfucker right now.
Some guy sent me something today.
Was it dirty?
Yeah. Yeah. No, and he put Chick McGee 1 in the timeline, and it wasn't dirty, it was...
Filthy?
Filthy, graphic, awful.
How is that stuff on Twitter?
I don't know. It was a Vine.
There's no rules on Twitter.
There's no rules on Twitter? There's no rules on Vine either.
Is there?
No.
But you can report it.
You can.
What happens?
So this guy sent me this... I can't... What did it say? Have Tom look at this or something is what the tweet said.
Was it like Hot Girls Daily or whatever?
There was this... what I thought was a cute little chubby black lady dancing, smiling, laughing, and dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And then as the camera popped out long range, it was obviously a gentleman. I mean, obviously a gentleman.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jerry.
So that's what made it filthy. So if it would have been a woman.
It would have still been filthy.
No,
all it was her face. And she was, you know, la, 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 la. Her hair was done, her lipstick and everything. And then it pulled. And there was
it naked?
Yes.
Oh. But if it was a girl, it would have been fine.
No, I think I still would have blocked him.
Mm-mm. I bet you wouldn't have. That's not filthy. Just dancing naked. Who doesn't dance naked?
What if she had vaginitis?
Why would you say that? Isn't that the worst? Do you have a word that you don't want to hear?
Anything itis is bad.
Itis is bad.
I think this one's kind of a... We're kind of... Big,
so,
this,
but you know
this
what?
This podcast
is
inflamed.
It is.
Podcastitis.
Here's what happened, though. I took her
but
to the
But if you bed. Say dickitis... Or if you say penisitis, that doesn't sound bad. But
penisitis sounds bad.
Penisitis.
Ugh.
Penisitis.
So I took her to the vet.
Penisbositis.
I told him, I said, I think she has a urinary tract infection.
I don't want to hear about
So
that.
You were diagnosed ahead of time.
I thought so. And okay. so he okay, goes, but this in is my very rare.
Okay, but that's chick's go-to. You know what? Like when I was a kid, I'd go, Dad, I don't feel good. And he'd go, you have pleurisy. And I'm like, okay. So, but chick does this with people. If I go, I got to pee. He's like, you got to pee or you're going to get a urinary tract infection.
That's because I got a urinary tract infection. 20
years ago.
And it's no picnic.
20 years ago, he was at an album signing, and he didn't go pee.
That's exactly right. And I had tried to make it home.
He tried to make it home, and he said he got a UTI from that.
And in thinking, I shouldn't have even gone home at that time.
The UTI was the upside.
So anyway, yeah, the UTI was the vacation. Mm-hmm. The vet says it's very rare for a puppy to have a UTI. She might have that word. So what you need to do is take a baby wipe and swipe her vulva.
I can't explain to you how.
And wipe her vulva.
I can't explain to you how.
Her little pulpy vulva.
I don't want to
hear. Did you say pulpy?
Puppy vulva.
Oh, puppy. Okay.
I don't want to hear about this. I think if I close my eyes, it'll stop. So I just have my eyes closed. Are you going to talk about your puppy every time we have a podcast?
What's I think we got it all out this time.
We got it all out this time. We got caught up. You were in Florida. Mm. He was on jury duty. Did you cooperate with the police?
I wasn't.
There wasn't any police. He was on the jury. He wasn't being convicted.
Did you say, I don't judge people. I can't be
Were
on
you
the
talker? Did you talk on behalf of the people?
Were you the leader? Were you the foreman?
The jury?
You can't tell me, can you? Can you tell me?
What's your guess?
I think that
I would say that either you were in charge or you were very close to the person who was in charge.
I was the foreman.
He was the foreman.
Yeah.
I did not ask to be the foreman. I was
selected.
Really? Oh. You're
two people.
Really?
Jason.
Your countenance, the way you carry yourself, your
Did
mannerisms.
You make any friends?
You know what? I'll be honest with you. I had a great group of people.
That's fortunate.
I did not. I don't know. I think it's an awkward thing to exchange numbers
after that.
But if you're with people for that long.
And that intense.
Mm-hmm. I can visualize and I remember everybody's name. And mm-hmm. And there's people I will run into, I bet. And I will. I mean, a couple people I like, do I know you? I mean, there was one lady.
Like in the community.
Yeah, it just seemed like I knew them. Mm-hmm. But I'll remember. I'll run into some of these people. Mm-hmm. It might be years, but I will. Yeah. Really good group of people. Great group of people. Yeah.
That's good.
Because I get annoyed easily. Especially if you're one person that's kind of, you know, off the deep end. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would just drive me batty. And would have driven everybody else batty too, because they were on the up and
up. Yeah, because you have people that don't you feel like you're ever in a group and there's like that person that's being different and difficult for the sake of being different and difficult? Like it's really not even who they are. They're just they're just assholes.
I wouldn't know who that would be.
I'm not an asshole.
I'm not saying that was you. Why would you think that?
Who do you think when I say that? Tom
just
Griswold? Is that what you just said?
No.
I think you just lipped Tom Griswold to me, didn't you?
Could have been. Just being difficult to being contrary?
No, that's the character he
plays. Dear Chick, Redskins Christmas lights. Hey, Chick, love the podcast. I sent you some Redskins Christmas lights. Just wonder if you got them.
I told you they were Christmas lights. They're not outdoor lights. I told you that.
I think they are. They're
all year lights.
Yeah, they're outdoor perfect football lights, perfect for I have them right here, Scott. Perfect for RVs, patios, tailgate parties, or any special event. Convenient string-to-string connections, indoor, outdoor use.
How you use it at a tailgate?
Well,
you get your, they have the little tent, the little over the canopy things.
I know where you can plug it in.
I tell you what the weird thing about them is, they have little
generators. Faces. People have generators.
They're little helmets that have lights inside, but they have little faces drawn on.
What? Let me see.
Little faces. See,
it looks
little
like
faces?
Santa Claus.
Oh,
kinda.
Yeah, the eyes with the
eyes and the eyebrows and the eye black underneath.
And the eye black underneath, yeah.
Eyes without a face.
Eyes without a face.
Do you remember that song?
Billy Idol, sure.
Yeah, my Aunt Susie would sing it and she'd say, "How's about it, babe?" And we were like, "What did you say?"
So instead of eyes without a face, you, "How's about it, babe?"
Mm-hmm. That's what she said.
Susie.
Are you trying to pull a Neil Diamond?
I was trying to do Billy Idol. Is that mine?
It was
Billy Idol
and a Neil Diamond.
Yeah, anyway. It did sound a little Neil Diamond-y.
Thank you, Scott Moss, for the Redskins lights. I appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Scott.
And he says, hi, Justin, Jason.
Justin, Jason. What did you get, Jason? What did Scott send you?
Scott didn't send me anything, but you know, well, he sent my friend Chick Redskins lights. Mm. So that makes me happy.
I don't feel that way. I got nothing.
What makes you happy, Jess?
What makes me happy are my Austin crackers that I have and my Starbucks with two shots. And
are you similar to Christy in that you would order something online or go shopping to feel a little better?
I've been doing it for 2 weeks. There's been something come to my house every day for the last 2 weeks.
Does that seem unreasonable?
Very.
Okay. And you have no control?
No, it's not that I don't have any control, but I can tell you in the last, I think I have three more deliveries that I'm still waiting on of things that I've bought in the last 2 weeks. And I have got catalogs in the mail mm-hmm. in the last couple of days, and I have gotten emails of sales, and I have immediately deleted them, and I have thrown the catalogs away because I don't, mm-hmm. I had to stop. But yes, I've been in a funk for 2 weeks, and I've been doing anything and everything, buying anything and everything to make myself feel better.
So does that, since you
I
got
ordered
back?
Something out of East Bay. I've never ordered anything out of East Bay.
Love East Bay. East
yeah, cool. Your catalog comes to my house.
Used to have a connection at East Bay. Love this lady. Listened to us in Wausau, Wisconsin.
Really?
That's where East Bay was. And we were listening. She was on the, not on the show, but she listened to the show, sent me an email. Here's this code I used to have. And she's moved on from East Bay. So I'm looking for a new East Bay connection. They've got everything. Tennis shoes out.
East Bay's cool.
I like East Bay.
They have equipment.
Oh, yeah.
Everything.
East Bay was a big deal. Because every season for football and baseball, yep. My brother would get all the stuff.
Hey, let's try an experiment. I bet East Bay's on Twitter. Why don't you send them a tweet saying, why don't you sponsor the Off the Air podcast?
No, but you know what I got from East Bay? Just randomly. Do you remember the advertisement with Michael Jordan and he had Spike? Mm-hmm.
Sure, hold him in by the head.
I got a sweatshirt with that on it.
Palm in his head? That's hilarious.
Yeah, that's what I ordered.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see that.
You will. Or at least very a picture excited.
Of it. I'm confused.
It's not at the house. You haven't got
I know.
Delivered
it's
crazy.
It's insane. It's insane.
I don't know how they did the picture, but it's...
But it's to the point now where there was one evening that I was up late, and I've gotten a couple things that I...
Don't remember ordering?
Don't remember purchasing.
See, but to me, that because I'm kind of sort of the same way, mm-hmm. There's times that I'll order something, I'll buy something that because it makes you feel better. And I think that's an okay coping mechanism.
Not always.
As long as you don't go
do
crazy.
It for 2 weeks. Yeah.
Do it for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know I stopped. I should say 2 weeks ago I started doing it.
Were
when I got back
Florida?
From vacation.
Oh,
when I got
back
from. So
okay.
A week and a half ago. I don't know. Fuck. But yeah, there's that. And then, but I haven't really shopped. That's good. Like I haven't been out of the house. It's just been on my iPad.
We were having this discussion coming over here today that mm-hmm. when I was a kid, because as we all know, it was kind of like a tornado in my home mm-hmm. when from I don't know, 3 or 4 years old. Until
oh, yeah.
12 or 13.
I had to buy some cosmetics at the drugstore.
And I would go, if I was feeling blue when I was a kid, I found that my dad would give me $10 for school supplies, and I'd go and buy school supplies, and it would really cheer me up. Well, now what I found in the past, most...
No, that when you would buy school supplies at the beginning of the year, that was a good feeling.
Yeah, that was a really good feeling.
So to recreate that feeling.
So to recreate that feeling, if I'm, you know, I think I'll go shopping or whatever, so I'll go to Staples or Office Depot and look at, you know, pads and pens, and I'll buy, you know, a pen, and it really does... you know, make me feel better. And she's the same way. She was with cosmetics.
Because when I was when I first started wearing makeup, it was just my dad and mm-hmm. us. And Hook's drugstore was very close.
Oh yeah.
And so yeah, I was just like, there's a dance and I don't want to wear makeup. And my dad's like, okay. And so he gave me money and I walked over to Hook's and I was like, I don't even know what to do.
Yeah.
You know, and so, but you just that smell of the drugstore cosmetics and those types of things, it was, yeah.
It was scary, but it was independent.
So it was the first time that I felt like, oh, okay, so I'm going to get my own stuff. So I get to pick my stuff. This is what mm-hmm. I'm going to do.
Right.
And so, yeah, so I would just, and it was the closest thing I could do to like shop mm-hmm. by myself at that age too. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
I totally get that. Aren't you that way? Or are you just so emotionally well-adjusted that you really don't?
I enjoy shopping. Yeah. I really do. But I've always been able to put things that aren't like
a lot of my friends in high in college, I'm sorry, would really get into video games.
Sure.
And
sure,
I always
sure,
knew,
sure, sure, sure.
Not so much. I might get into it a little too much.
Mm. Right. You could.
It's all. It's mm-hmm. It's all comes down to being practical.
You are
That's
practical.
Good.
I'm annoyingly practical.
That's not bad though. But you know what? I've realized that. I don't know. I'm coping. I'm dealing with stuff. But that I told Chick the other day, I said, I don't know the appropriate emotion for what I should be feeling.
Which is unfamiliar
Which
territory.
Which is unfamiliar territory for me. Her. For me, it's just like, I should just move on and this should be the thing and this mm-hmm. is what I should do and mm-hmm. I'm going to feel this and then I'm going to feel better. Well, I've not felt better. I've just been sad. And so it's like, what? I'm looking for anything to cheer me up.
Gotcha.
So that's the bummer of it. And so I said, I think I'm going to have to call Dr. Will for a little personal, little chat with Mr. Will.
Have a sit down. We're going to have a sit down with Dr. Will.
With Dr. Will.
He
situation.
Texted me last Tuesday or Wednesday
yeah.
when I was beginning or starting jury duty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Actually, he left me a message. I listened to it. And I texted him, I'm on jury duty. I'll call you tonight. Mm-hmm. And he just said, God bless.
Aww.
And I heard his voice mm-hmm. saying it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, okay.
I've told her that I've talked to him on the phone a bunch of times. And it's amazing what he can do with a, And you immediately just, yes.
See,
okay.
I'm nervous about that because I haven't seen a therapist in a while. And I mean, he's the closest thing that I have seen to a therapist.
Right.
And he, closest thing, I know that is what he does.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I mean, in that setting.
Yeah.
But not publicly like we do. But I really feel like I need him to go, this is how you deal with this. This is the feeling you need to be feeling. Because that's all I want to do. Just mm-hmm. tell me how I'm supposed to be feeling so I know what to do right now. Because I am done being sad.
Can someone tell you how to feel? I thought your feelings come
from
within.
Feelings are your feelings. That's my problem.
That's what you're having.
I know. But that's the thing is that I want to move on to the next feeling. Like uh-huh. I want to, whatever this process is, I'm ready for the sad part to be over. And I'm ready for the next part to happen.
I'm guessing. Would you agree? I know you pretty well.
Yes.
I think you're doing the right thing and feeling appropriately, and you probably aren't even aware of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
I guess.
I think by and large, you're probably the most mentally healthy person that I've ever met, for the most part, other than your 30th birthday. I would think that.
Other than that when I was 29 and a half. Yeah. Other than that little time
frame. Up to 29, great.
Yeah.
And it's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, but I would think, and I don't want to speak for Dr. Will, and I could be wrong, but I would think you're okay with whatever you're doing. And he's going to tell you that your opinion of you.
But you know, when you've been
matter.
Upset about something
sure.
and you get to the point where you go, I am done thinking about this.
Sure.
I am done feeling about this. And I guess that's my problem is because I don't have I feel like I've lost control mm-hmm. of where I'm at with it.
You're saying you're done, but still it's there.
It's still there. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes. It continues.
Well, we should have Dr. Will in at some point.
No, let's just go talk to him.
Or we could go have lunch with him.
Let's go have lunch.
Either way.
I'm going to go do that.
Okay. That wouldn't be a problem. Have you heard this mix?
No.
No, the cops here,
yes, I have.
They can't run down to your house. Sometimes
hang on.
I'll sit and wish I were somewhere else.
This is Whiskey Town.
Avenues.
So let's dim the daylights for us sweethearts that we are. Sometimes I find myself still lying in your arms. All the sweethearts of the world are out dancing in the places where me and all my friends go to hide our faces. Avenues run one way, streets they run the same. Something in the air here still keeps me away.
As always, thank you for downloading the podcast. We'll be back with another one sooner than it's been this break. Does that make sense? There'll be more often. Thank you, Jess.
Thanks.
Thanks, Jason.
Good to be back.
Good night, everybody!
No, the cops here, they can't take me to your house. I get directions and pretend I was somewhere else. Oh, sweet.